These narrow streets are typical of what you would have found in the East End in the 19th century. Alistair Owens is a senior lecturer in geography at Queen Mary University of London.
So as we leave the wealth and riches of the City of London, we immediately walk into what becomes a labyrinth of courts and alleyways, of narrow, dark streets. This symbolically marks a transition from the wealth and riches of the City of London through to what in the 19th century people feared, the East End, outcast London, a site known for its poverty, known for its ill health, known also for its moral problems.
The imperial arrogance behind some of the suggested solutions to inner city poverty make for difficult listening today. This is Arnold White writing in 1886 and quoted by John Marriott in his book Beyond the Tower.
Compared with the nomadic tribes of tropic countries, where the curse of civilization is unknown, the nomads of London are but miserable savages, criminal and pauperized classes with low cerebral development renew their race more rapidly than those of higher nervous natures. A policy based on relief from funds collected in a hurry and administered by machinery raised in a night can be but a temporary policy. The evil grows by what it feeds on.
We'll come across similarly shocking ideas later on in our walk. But now we want to take you to a street that even in the darkest times has always brought colour to London's East End. Follow Artillery Lane out onto Middlesex Street and walk down to the corner with Wentworth Street.